June 25th. Jesus says, Maria, never imitate the poor men who work themselves into a rage over entirely earthly things. They damage one another, kill each other, and do each other harm in a thousand ways, for the sake of things that lack real importance, but which are great only in the eyes of their little down-to-earth thoughts. There is so much room in my kingdom. Numberless are the dwellings I have made there for my chosen ones. Live, live for the spirit, and let all that is not spirit fall away as dress without importance. Free yourself from it all, even the smallest thing. Be an unshackled, free, light, agile soul. Imitate the birds created by me. For a sea swallow to rest for a moment from the long flight, a piece of straw on the crest of a wave for a moment nightingale, in order to sing, a very slender twig at the top of a tree suffices. Even if the ocean is in a turmoil, the sea swallow is not submerged. The slight thread of straw is enough to hold it up until the next flight. Even if the sun is meager amidst the foliage, that twig suffices in order for the nightingale to find the sun and sing. You too should use the things of earth as the nightingale and sea swallow do. As supports that help, but which are not indispensable, for flight and song, and which are left without regret when they are no longer of use. For it is the wing and the throat which give flight and song, and not the straw or the twig. It is also this way with souls. It is not the earth which gives heaven, but it is heaven which gives the earth, and you must use the earth to make a dash for heaven, not to sink in the unhealthy roots of blameworthy attachment to things which are not eternal. Only God, and the things of God are eternal, and deserve your attachment. When I inspired Father to ask you for your little autobiography, I did so because I knew that it would do you good. In writing it, you expelled all the bitterness, all the venom, and all the ferment which life had deposited in you. You cleansed yourself of it. You needed to tell yourself again all you had suffered, and to tell it to a Christian heart. This is what consoles most, as long as you are human beings. You needed, so to speak, to do some spiritual bookkeeping, to see what you had given to God and received from God, what you had given to men and received from men. Taken one by one, the aspects of life are either too black or too rosy, and people are sometimes led into error on evaluating them. When they are all lined up, all pigeonholed, as in an isaic, one sees that the blackness is necessary, in order for the rosiness not to appear too bold. One sees that everything falls harmoniously within the design willed by goodness itself for you, and that what you have received from goodness is infinitely more than what you have given to both God and your neighbor. Then the acts of selfishness, pride, and rancor fall away, and the soul becomes grateful, humble, and charitable and reaches complete forgiveness. Oh, those who forgive! They are the closest copy of me, for I forgave everyone, and I go on forgiving. Then man becomes spiritual. That's why I wanted you to undergo that painful trial as well. You suffered while remembering and writing, but your soul stripped itself of so much humanity which obstructed your evolution from being a very human creature to being a spiritual creature. You acted like a butterfly coming out of a cocoon. The sheath which imprisoned your spirit fell away like a dead thing, and your soul opened its wings. Now manage to keep them open always so as to remain very high, and in God's beam. Hear the echo, and see the reflection of all the rest. Let the only voice in your heart be my word, and the only sight, your Jesus. Afterwards I will come, and there will be endless peace.